Time to go up on the roof with Corey Swanson of The Roofing Dog, our weekly podcast here. Thanks for joining us again.
Good to see you, Chad.
I assume you're having fun with these because we keep rolling on here with this and we're into gutters and downspouts already.
Yeah.
First of all, it's not the most attractive thing. Folks that I think are in that situation where they get gutters, it's because they've needed them for way too long. I know I was in that situation where the ground around my house was starting to become dimpled. And at that point in time, it was more of a necessity and more of I just didn't want to see the ground around my house dissipate anymore. Downspouts the same way. It's about keeping water away from around the foundation of your house.
Yeah, the gutters serve a critical role. Sometimes we'll talk to people about a roof and they're not even really thinking about their gutters. You know, they kind of think about them independently. And if it's time, we really like to replace the gutters while we're replacing the roof. I mean, that's the time to do it because those gutters do break down, especially when you got any kind of a corner where you got two different gutters that join together. Mm-hmm. You get all that ice in there and expansion and contraction over those years where those two gutters are seamed together. It's eventually going to leak, usually at those seams. And once those leaks start, it's not as simple as you see on TV spraying that black Flex Seal stuff in there. That doesn't really work for the long term. And then people get drips and ice and stuff, and then their gutters just can create a lot of problems.
With folks that have a lot of trees, a lot of wildlife around them, of course, they can get cluttered. They can fill up pretty quick there. The big thing nowadays is to have covers for their gutters. Is there any recommendation there, knowing that if you pick the wrong thing, it can back up and get onto the shingles of the roof?
Yeah, the gutter protection we use is independent from the roof. So it's completely isolated in the gutter itself, and it's screwed to the fascia of your house.
Okay.
So what I don't like to see is the gutter protections that go back up underneath the shingles, lift the shingles, can break the seal of shingles. I've seen a lot of shingles damaged in that process. You know, mm-hmm. the shingles can be ripped. And then I've seen a lot of gutter protection just up onto the roof, screwed through the shingles. And that's a really bad idea because wherever those screws were going through the top of that gutter protection, it ends up creating some damage there.
What are some things about gutters and downspouts? And there again, it's a question that will continue to probably pop up on different podcasts as we hit different areas that folks either ignore, they don't know about, things that maybe they have no knowledge of gutters, downspouts, other than I just need to solve my problem in my yard and to make sure that I can protect my roof in addition to that, that folks need to know whenever they start this process.
Sometimes people say, hey, do I need a bigger gutter? Your standard typical size gutter is 5 inch. Your bigger gutter is 6 inch. Most residential homes, unless you have a really steep roof with a lot of roof coming into a small area of gutters, most times people can get away with that 5 inch. Mm-hmm. That's standard. I wouldn't say get away. That's what is standard. But what we do upgrade is the downspout itself. For years, a typical downspout was 2 inches by 3 inches. Now we do our downspouts 3 inches by 4 inches, and that'll let that water come out of that gutter a lot faster, so the gutter itself's not going to back up. Mm-hmm. So instead of really getting a bigger gutter, we always do the larger downspouts, and that lets water flow a lot better.
And of course, as you mentioned there, pitch of the roof also plays into this as well.
Yeah, if you have a really steep roof, I mean, you may not have a lot of gutter for it to drain into, then you might want to go to that bigger gutter itself to give it a bigger like trough area to really catch some water.
We've talked about metal roofs in the past. Metal roofs obviously doesn't have some of the debris or the fall off that some of the shingles have there. So how does that play into this here?
So when we do metal roofs, I do recommend people go to a 6-inch gutter because the water typically is going to come off that metal roof a lot faster. Mm-hmm. And if your gutter's too small, I've seen it shoot right over the edge of that gutter. So when we do metal roofs, I really like for the customer to upgrade to that 6-inch gutter.
Very good. And definitely some things to keep in mind. Finally, with downspouts, the more that you can carry away from the house is always better. Downspouts, just one side, both sides? Is there benefits of each drawback?
Yeah, we kind of look at how long of a gutter you have. If you get over 40 feet, you really want a downspout on each end. If you're less than 40 feet, you know, 20, 30 range, you're fine with one downspout. Mm-hmm. And the other thing we want to look at is where does that downspout come out? We don't want to be dumping water onto the driveway or sidewalk. Sure. That could freeze in the winter and cause a slip hazard.
That was one of the things that whenever I got gutters on my house, one of the things that I asked first, because I had the driveway on the one side, had sidewalk going right next to it. Don't want that, especially as you mentioned in the wintertime, whenever it can freeze. Folks that can reach out to The Roofing Dog to find out more about roofs, gutters, downspouts, the whole nine yards, how do they reach out?
The best way is probably just go to the website, theroofingdog.com. You can learn more about us there and enter your information. We'll get a hold of you. Or just call my wife, Melissa, in the office, 217-355-7663.
Always great catching up with you, Corey, up on the roof with Corey Swanson of The Roofing Dog.
Call 355-ROOF. The roof is...